Hey there, Pastor David, once again wanting to share with you some, well, revelation out of this thing called the Bible that we read. We believe that it's the manuscript for our life to make the world the best place it possibly can. So if you're watching this, just know you didn't get the full brunt of what the service was all about, because we're currently at a campaign called At the Movies. This is where we take everyday movies and turn them into parables for us to draw spiritual truths out of. The movie that we watched was Deepwater Horizon. Now, normally I don't do this disclaimer, but I can tell you that we did a lot of editing on this movie in order to get it to the point where we could show it at church. So like every movie that we show, we're not endorsing it. We're not recommending it to you. We are simply letting you know this is the movie we use to pull out some spiritual truths. So caution with every movie that you watch, do your own homework on it. But for now, I want to tell you that what we really talked about was integrity. Integrity, by its very definition, is simply this. It's a state of being whole or undivided. So, and you're going to love the way I say this to you. If there's an aspect of your life that looks different than the rest of it, you lack integrity. Yeah, I know, it's kind of a hard thing to amen when it's said to you like that, but that is what we're talking about. So if you look one way at church, but then I went to your workplace the next day and said, hey, is that person, is he or she a Christian? And all the coworkers went, oh, there's no way. You should hear their mouth. You know the story they told me last week? Do you know how many people they go home with, how often, you know, and just sleep around? Well, at some point, I would say this, you lack integrity. Why? Because you're divided. You're not a whole person. You should be who you are everywhere all the time, and that's integrity. Now, I would say healthy integrity is that you are life-giving follower of Christ as well as helping the world around you. But guess what? There are some people that actually have better integrity than you, even though they're sinners and they don't care about Jesus. Why? They are who they are everywhere they are. They're undivided. But as followers of Christ, we need to be better than that. And so it actually says this. Here's the question I have for you. Why do you get up in the morning? Do you get up in the morning to do work for you, to make money for you, just to supply for your family? Which, by the way, some of that sounds really good, but I would say our driving force to wake up in the morning in order for us to have the integrity that God's calling us to is this. Whatever you do, work with all your heart and reverence to the Lord, Colossians 3:23. Or another way to say it is, I do what I do to bring God glory. I do what I do because he's given me breath and I want to speak it back to him. So, by the way, that means you also get up and work, and that means that you supply for your family, which are all healthy things. But you know, we can actually get out of whack if we put money as our driving force. As crazy as this sounds, that if we only live for our family, that can actually be distorted a little bit too. So to truly have healthy integrity inside of us, we need to do what we do and why we do what we do, all for the glory of God. And so having said that, if you have true integrity, according to Proverbs 11:3, integrity of the upright guides them, but unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. So here's what it ends up looking like, that if you truly have integrity of who you are as an individual, guess what? You won't be sidetracked by other thing or have duplicitous thinking or two minds about how to live your world, but you'll actually be driven by one force, knowing this is what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to accomplish it. But if you actually have duplicity of mind, you could be destroyed. Why? Because eventually you'll have a rupture, you'll have a separation, you'll become so divided that who you are, well, the lack of integrity begins to show. And anytime we're talking about integrity, I will tell you this, there's plenty of warning signs along the way. If you don't have integrity with your finances, your interest on your credit card should be a warning sign for you. If you don't have integrity with your finances, living paycheck to paycheck, and all of a sudden a transmission went out, a starter went out in your car, and you're freaking out, guess what? You need to have more integrity there. You need to be undivided. You need to spend less and make more. It's just, there's a warning sign there. If every time I come home and I have a relational conflict with my spouse and there's a rubbing, guess what? That's a warning sign that there's something in the integrity and the wholeness and the undividedness of the relationship that something's going on. And so am I listening to the warning signs or am I running straight through them? Because here's why what we do. We run through the warning signs when they're small because in our mind they're no big deal. But they're no big deal because they're small, but small things add up to big problems. And all of a sudden, now we have a big problem. Someone goes, man, I never saw that coming. But if you're honest with yourself, you could say, no, I chose not to listen to all my little warning signs along the way. You know, you're driving down the road and you get a little warning sign, you're low on gas. It doesn't say you're out of gas, you're low on gas. And you go, I can push it a little bit further. But then you realize you push it too far and you come up empty. Why? Because there was an integrity. There's a separation between what you need and where you're going, and that dividedness ended up bringing about a destruction. And so we watched the movie called Deepwater Horizon because halfway through this movie, really in the first act, you had some representatives from a big oil company that was pushing and pushing and pushing, and they didn't care about the integrity of the well. And there was about a 10-minute scene of just mass destruction. The rig caught fire. Explosions happened throughout it. Bodies ended up being found. Why? Because of death and destruction. And it was because there was someone who didn't care about the integrity of the well, and in not caring about the integrity of the well, and ended up having massive destruction in the world around. So here's what I would say to you. Matthew 7, verse 13, out of the Message Bible. Do not look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easy formula, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced on your spare time. Do not fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. It's going to be told to you that you can skirt the edge. You can not have full integrity or wholeness of life. You can live one life here and another life there. But I would tell you this, that's duplicitous of thinking. And you will be found out. And just like the movie we watched, Deepwater Horizon, eventually you can have a catastrophe occur where there's bodies laying all around you as collateral damage. That which you've been working on for so long is destroyed. And any hope for a better future, well, kind of took that out of play too. So I kind of have two really easy questions for you. Where's the place in your life you know that is separated from everything else? Or here's another way to say it. If we were to draw a picture of your house right now, and in this room is family, and this room is finance, and this room is health, and this room is entertainment, and this room is family or relatives. And so we have all these different rooms. What is the one room you don't let God walk in? I would say this, that you don't have full integrity of who you are. And so in that one room, in that one place, or a couple places in your life, here's the next question that has to be answered. What are the warning signs that you're not listening to? Because if you don't listen to them now, they'll become big problems later, and they'll end up bringing destruction of who you are, and that would grieve me as a pastor, as a friend, as a coworker. I would just say to you, listen to those warning signs, deal with them small. Why? So that you can have full integrity of who you're called to be in Christ. So I'd like just to pray for you. God, these are difficult conversations because we have to have a real gut check on what we are and who we are. And I would just pray right now, God, give us the revelation we need to see the place that we are divided, that we are not whole. But in giving us that place that we see, that we don't see, God, now give us the grace to fix it. Give us the grace to understand the warning signs. Give us the person, this providential relationship that could come along and help guide us and lead us through those difficult places. God, give us the ability to see what we don't in order to become who we're not yet. We say all this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. If you're watching us online or just listening to us in the car, we love that you joined in. I want to invite you to reach out to us through social media. If you like what you heard, share it forward, give us a thumbs up, whatever it might be. But above anything, we just need you to know we cannot wait to meet you face to face one day. God bless.